Hello.
Hello, good evening. This is Ed. I'm with Opinion Research. We are conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Ector County. Do you have a few minutes to help us out? Are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Give me 1 second. Yes. And do you live within the city limits of Odessa, or do you live outside the city limits?
Inside the city limits.
Thank you. And generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track, or things are on the wrong track, or not sure?
Oh, I think they're doing good.
Okay, right track then, right?
Right track.
Thank you. What is the most important issue facing the county right now that you think, your opinion? What's the most important issue?
Education.
Thank you. That's the one, the number one on the list. Will you rate economic conditions? How would you rate economic conditions in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
Well, if it's Joe Biden, I think it's going to be worse because he's a dumbass.
Okay. But without the political, if it's just your own belief, so you think it's going to be worse off then?
Yes.
Thank you. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in the county? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, not at all concerned, or not sure?
I'm not at all concerned. There are so many jobs that these people get all over the place.
Okay, thank you.
They're just a bunch of lazy little people.
Okay. I'm going to read you a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Ector County. Excellent, good, fair, or poor. Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. Public safety and law crime. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Being able to get from place to place with little traffic. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Quality of the public schools. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
They're poor.
Thank you. Effective leadership from elected officials. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Oh, they're Trump crazy, so they're kind of poor.
Thank you. Offering job opportunities in your field, whatever your trade might be. Do you think that would be excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you. The availability of outdoor park, playgrounds, and nature. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Public transportation. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Natural beauty and physical setting. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor, my God. Have you ever seen Ector County?
No, but I've done this before, and that's exactly what they say, poor.
Oh, my God. It looks like a wasteland.
Yeah, I can imagine. Availability of quality health care. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. The availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Well, it's changing daily, so I guess it would be excellent.
Thank you. availability of affordable housing. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Probably fair.
Thank you. Now, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. People like yourself. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Oh, I'd leave today if I could, so I'm going to say it's poor.
Okay, thank you. Immigrants from other countries, excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Oh, it's great for immigrants.
So, excellent?
Yes, excellent.
Thank you. Young, single people, excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Oh, it'd be excellent, but I don't know why they would come here.
Okay. Racial and ethnic minorities, excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Oh, it'd be good.
Good, thank you. Families with children, excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I would say fair.
Thank you. Entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses, excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you. People living below the poverty line, excellent, good, fair, or poor?
It'd be excellent because there's tons of jobs. They can get off their ass and go work.
Okay. Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent. There's all kinds of good paying jobs.
Okay.
They can pay their student debt here.
Okay. Retirees, people retire. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Oh, I'm telling you, I'd leave. I would say poor. I wouldn't stay here if I could leave.
Okay, thank you. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Deteriorate.
Thank you. What is the primary reason you think the quality of life will deteriorate? I have a list. I'm going to read you the list, and you tell me when to stop, the one that you feel that that's the reason why it would deteriorate. Lack of job opportunities, lack of business opportunities. Poor general economic conditions in the area. Poor educational opportunities for children or others. Poor leadership, vision, and action from local government in addressing major issues. Lack of entertainment.
Poor leadership, that one you just said, the poor leadership.
Okay, okay, I'm gonna finish reading it, but you already picked yours, but I'm gonna finish chewing it. I have to do that. Lack of entertainment and cultural opportunities will remain dependent on oil and gas industry, environmental concerns, crime and drugs, cost of living, illegal immigration. You have another one that you wanna put in there?
The drugs, it's horrible. They'll steal the copper out of your walls.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many communities' benefits are created. It's called economic development. How familiar are you with visions and plans for economic development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not at all familiar.
Oh, somewhat familiar.
Thank you. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident.
Not too confident.
Thank you. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plan for community development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not at all familiar.
Not too familiar.
Thank you. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident.
Not at all confident.
Thank you. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from from extra county in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely.
Very likely.
Thank you. In your opinion, what is the primary reason that you or your family member are likely to move from the area? I'm going to read you the list. Poor economic conditions, lack of jobs, low pay, greater opportunities elsewhere. Family reasons, retirement. Poor education, educational opportunities for them or their children. Poor leadership, vision, and action from local governments in addressing major issues. Lack of entertainment and cultural opportunities. Poor quality of life, crime, environmental concerns, poor air quality, pollution, unhealthy cost of living, illegal immigration. Which one do you think?
Poor quality of life.
Okay. Thank you. Finally, just
everything that you just said, poor quality of life.
Okay. We're almost done. We are at 80%, so it's only a few more questions. Just a few questions about you and your household. What is the highest level education that you have completed?
I have 4 hours of heating and air conditioning.
Okay. What is on your college? College graduate?
Yes, I'm college educated, 4 credits.
4 years of BA?
No, 4 credits, 1 semester.
Oh, okay. Thank you. In terms of political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
I consider myself a Republican.
Thank you. And what is your age? Between 18 and 34, 35, 49, 50, 64, 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you. Do you have a school-age child living in your house? I know it's silly, but I got to ask.
No, thank God.
Okay. Okay. Well, which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White angle, Black African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian?
White angle.
Thank you. And is anyone in your house or employed in a job that is related to the gas and oil industry? Yes or no?
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Is your annual household income be less than $25,000 to $39,999, $40,000 to $74,999, $75,000 plus? Thank you. Are you currently employed, full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, a student, or currently unemployed? Retired. Thank you.
I'm full-time.
And in terms of gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else? I know what you sound like.
Something else.
I know.
What?
That's
I'm not
that's,
a deer.
I have to be the baby. I know.
Oh.
I know.
Okay,
female.
I'm a male. I just got a real feminine voice.
Oh, okay.
I'm a male.
Oh, I see.
I'm
okay. Thank you.
Penis.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This concludes our service. Thank you so very much for participation. You saved my name because we're almost ready to leave and I didn't have anything. Thank you. I appreciate it. You have a wonderful night.
Hey.
Take care. Take care, honey. Take care.
Does anybody identify as a cat or a dog ever?
I'm sorry?
To you?